Time seemed to slow. She felt as if she existed outside herself, watching. Her body moved across the antechamber, her boots scattering the coral of her bracelet. Violence filled her mind as she moved among the statues of men and women of peace.
Aaron,
Sayo called.
Do not.
She did not reach for her lightsaber. Her need would not allow for such antiseptic justice. She would avenge Master Zalo's death with her bare hands.
No clean death for you,
she said through the wall of her gritted teeth. Some distant part of her recognized her emotional slippage, recognized in passing that Master Zalo would not have approved. She did not care. The pain was too deep, too fierce. It wanted expression and violence, and the toothed Sith in the room became the focus of its need. The male Sith reached for his lightsaber. Before he could activate it, Aaron unleashed a blast of power that lifted both Sith from their feet and blew them into the wall. Two Alderaanian statues caught in the effect of her power slammed into the wall to either side of the Sith and shattered into chunks. The Sith must have used the Force to cushion their impact, for neither appeared hurt. Both leapt to their feet and spaced themselves apart for combat. Hilts came to hands, and their lightsabers made red lines in the air. The male held his blade high over his head in an unusual style, awaiting her charge, light on the balls of his feet. The female held hers low, in a variant on the medium style. Behind her, Aaron heard the hum of Sayo activating his blade. She did not slow her advance. Using the Force, she jerked the male's hilt from his hand and brought it flying into her own grasp. Then she tossed it aside, and his sneer melted in the heat of his surprise. She advanced on him, heedless of the woman, imagining the feel of her hands on his throat. He answered her approach with a blast of power, but she made a V with her hands, formed a wedge with her will, and deflected the blast to either side of her. More statues toppled, shattered. The female Sith, caught in the deflected blast, was thrown backward 10 paces. She closed to 5 paces, 4. The male Sith took a fighting stance. They would fight not with lightsabers, but with their hands. Close, bloody work. Aaron used the Force to augment her strength, her speed. She felt it flowing within and around her, turning her body into a weapon.
Aaron Lanier,
a commanding voice said, Master Darnalla's voice.
Jedi Knight Aaron Lanier.
Sayo II called to her.
Aaron, stop!
The combination of Darnalla's and Sayo's voices penetrated the haze of her emotional state. She faltered, slowed, stopped. Reason elbowed its way past her emotional turmoil, and she gave voice to her thoughts. Without taking her eyes from the male Sith, she said,
The Sith have betrayed us, Master Darnalla. The negotiations were a ploy.
Darnalla did not speak for a moment. Then,
You felt this?